Hey everybody, this is Walt Swaim, and you're listening to Truth Unbound. And I have a question that's come up. Yes, I know this is different and unusual. Don't have the usual background, a microphone, and all those things, but more of a spontaneous shortcast here. Instead of a podcast, it's a shortcast to address something and a question that comes up. Where is the U.S. in prophecy, and what does Afghanistan have to tell us about that? Well, the book of Joel, I believe also Zechariah, and even mentioned by Christ in Luke, is that one day all the nations, not just some, but all the nations of the world will surround Jerusalem to attack and try to destroy it and the Jewish people completely. So the question is, well, where is the U.S.? Why isn't it coming to the defense of its ally, Israel? Well, all we have to do is see what's happening right now with the horrific debacle and failure of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, as we have seen transpire right before our eyes this week. We see our president and our government turn against our own people, against those who have sacrificed sons and daughters and family there who had to fighting for freedom and to keep freedom preserved, for the turning of the governments and the president turning their backs on our allies there and the Afghan people there. And it's inexpressible, the anger and the disappointment and the embarrassment that this has been to us, the American people around the world. But it gives us an example. It gives us a glaring example of what will have to happen in the future, and why the U.S. is not mentioned, is because the same type of capitulation and weakness would have to happen in our government again, or maybe this is the starting point of getting there to what we see, where the U.S. will align with other nations against Israel one day. Maybe this is the first stepping stone to that. But it will be greater than this one day, and it will be horrible. Now, God will be victorious in the end, but this explains why the U.S. is not mentioned at all, if at least in some kind of positive way, in prophecy. It's because we will be like any other nation, turning against the people of God. And so, just like we see happening in Afghanistan. And so, as a result, we need to not lose hope. We know we're filled with anger and disappointment and embarrassment, but we cannot lose hope, because Jesus said, when these things start to transpire, you need to look above, for your redemption is coming close. The coming of Jesus Christ is coming sooner than we think. And we're not trying to be sensationalistic here. It's just following the signs to the destination it's taken us. And so the Bible assures the believer that in that time that they will be rescued from that. And those in the tribulation will have to go through the rest of it. So we have hope in Jesus Christ, because he's risen again, ascended on high, and will come again as he promised. And his prophecies are little by little coming true. And so we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but we need to pray for our believers, fellow believers, brothers and sisters in Christ who are in hiding in Afghanistan. And we need to, it also tells us that the time is shorter to be able to get the gospel out. So we need to be committed to being missionaries, to being giving to missions, to praying for missionaries to rise up and go around the world. We need to be even more faithful and more persevering and stronger, and rise up as the church we should be. Instead of cowering in fear here, we need to be doing the work of the gospel. We need to be in our churches on a regular basis. We need to be gathering as church families when those doors are open. We need to be giving of our offerings, giving God the first fruits, so that everything can operate at top speed. We need to be encouraging one another. We need to be forming our small groups. We need to be out and serving in the community and being the love of Jesus more than ever before, because Jesus is coming, is close. I love you all. Thank you again for subscribing, for liking, and for commenting, and for sharing this video and this podcast with others. And I look forward to seeing you the next time. But don't lose hope, for your redemption draws nigh. We'll talk to you again next time very soon.